Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Every day in the nice little Canadian town of Beaver Mount, Ontario, is pretty much the same. Folks are polite. There's a hockey game that evening. And someone gets brutally murdered. Sorry About the Murder, a very Canadian murder mystery podcast. New episodes weekly. Listen to season one now by typing Sorry About the Murder into your favorite podcast app.
Ah, ben là!
Previously on Dungeons & Dragons. We have to go to this apiary. Like, every temple I've gone to, they've told me that it's, like, the one place you have to go while you're here. So could we please just go?
Glim, I'm really sorry to bring this up. I just don't normally think that girls enjoy going to the apiary. It's really because, well, just, it's so hard to get the stream over the edge. You know what I'm saying?
I have a question here. I don't know if I've ever had this question before. Can they touch the things in the bottles?
Why didn't you offer them samples, Trevor?
Yeah, Trevor. I didn't know your name was Trevor.
I go by Trevor when I have my tour guide hat on.
Unfortunately, I cannot give you my greatest creation, my fondest creation, for lack of materials, but...
Oh. I'm getting very agitated with this. There was an exploding bubble. Wow. I'm still sticky. Oh, it's getting to me, you guys. And now there are hell wasps.
Mm. Yeah. Yes.
How do you not get stung by a hell wasp?
Oh, you will probably get stung. But the good news is that you all paid for a tour already, didn't you? So that way, I can provide you with some beekeeping gear, and I shall be there as well.
Well, I think maybe there's more of the note on the ground, because there's another piece of paper on the floor that you were just standing on.
Ooh, what's on this?
Mooch, you look at it, and it appears to be a map.
Hell wasp, honey, here.
Exactly.
Perfect.
This is extremely convenient. Thank you, young man. Me and my big feet. How many times have I heard that?
Save it for next episode, Celeste.
Are you regretting inviting me yet?
No.
Not at all.
Welcome to Dungeons & Dragons. I'm your Dungeon Master, Russ Moore, and with me today is Tom Laird.
Hey, that's me. I play Moot.
And Carla Maxted. Almost did it again. Shit.
That's me. I play Glim.
And Amy Moore.
Yep, that's me. You got that one right. And I play Sullivan Slight. And all night. It's tight.
That's right.
Keep going.
It's a delight.
And don't you want to fight?
Yes!
This could be a fright.
Okay, I'll be polite.
And joining us again this week from the Venture Maidens, writer, streamer, podcaster, and wrote that Rhyme of the Frost Maiden. We should probably play Rhyme of the Frost Maiden. That would probably
pretty
be
good.
Too. I think so.
Everything
I've read, I've got it right there.
Raves the author.
It's pretty good.
Author gives 5 stars.
5 stars.
So let's go. She won't let me introduce her. So Celeste Conowich is here. Thanks for joining us again.
Hi, everybody. Yay. I'm so excited to
Welcome
be
back.
Here. Yes, playing Professor Dr. Smith, Font of Wisdom.
Font of So much wisdom.
So much wisdom.
Dripping with wisdom.
If this is your first episode, you have to go back and listen to episode 67, because this is episode 69, and it just won't make sense.
Ow. Yeah, baby.
Nice.
To make you horny, baby. We haven't had awesome power
don't start with that.
So
it's
I think
been a while,
I really need
baby.
To throw it in.
Yeah. I don't even know where to go from here.
Someone gets this episode dedicated to them. If you're a patron, Someone gets episode 69 dedicated
that's
to
so
them.
Powerful.
This is very important.
Wow.
The lucky patron who gets episode 69 dedicated to them is Laura Bolender.
Laura!
Yes,
Laura. Yeah.
Nice.
You know what you need to do now.
Go to patreon.com/dumbdragoncast and join us today.
Thanks, because I didn't know what needed to be done, but like when you say that to someone,
nobody knew.
They
that was
immediately
the of it.
Think of something.
We all,
right?
I think we all, I was just glad it was guess, to... and that I is, think it was yeah. donate to Patreon.
Context yep. clues say yes.
Who else is glad it wasn't someone in their family? That was the lucky patron of episode 69.
Russ would have switched it immediately.
Or would I? Fuck it, let's play!
Oh,
okay.
Gosh.
Russ, let's play!
Yeah. Here we are again.
Are we still in the cabin,
no.
in the clearing, in the woods?
Little pro tip. When your DM has to stop, say, okay, and put his eye, his hands over his eyes, it might not be okay.
No, it's fine. You tell me where you want to start. Do you want to start in the cabin to game plan, or do you want to start at the Hell Wasp?
Jesus.
I feel like we start congratulating the dragon on our new friendship.
Yes.
Yeah, that wasn't
we
an
did it,
option.
You guys. We
yeah.
did it.
Oh. All right. I'll go Hell Wasp.
Could
then.
Be by the end.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd say Hell Wasp, because who knows how long it'll take us to get out of this cabin.
Yep.
I know we have a map, but
and we have a dragon to fight. So
we only
we
can
gotta...
take up so much of Celeste's
oh,
time.
Oh, are we fighting
so...
a dragon? I did not sign up for that.
Well, I need my dragon
this is
fighting
your,
suit.
This is your adventure. Oh. Professor Dr. Smith, this is your adventure.
Oh, you
get on board.
Oh, you're right. Of course, I will come through. I will dedicate my time, my energy, my
right,
effort.
If this is the last thing that you ever do.
Yes, like the valiant, like the valiant drones that keep a hive fertilized and primed for action, I shall spring forth. Yes.
Go on.
Nope, I ran out of words. So
you hear, you're all crouched behind like a bush, because you hear the sound of like this droning noise coming from just beyond, up in one of the trees. You peek up and over, and you see coming in and out of this large amber dripping hive. 17 hell wasps.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, also, listeners, fun little, like, thing for you to do while you're listening, find all the innuendo in this episode.
There's going to be none from here to the
end.
Is
the hive dripping, Russ?
Yeah.
Are you going to spring forth, Dr. Professor Smith?
Yes.
Professor Dr. Smith?
Yes.
Yeah, it's all there. It's all there. There's already been, like, seven.
You just need to look at it the correct way. Just remember you're listening to episode 69 and just go in with that kind of energy. You'll find a lot of innuendo.
Yeah.
Yes, there's only 18 of them. We should spring soon before more come out.
Well, we don't need to be immature about this. We gotta just, like, not go too fast because then they're all gonna come at us.
Stamina will be key. You're right.
Yes, I suppose.
How do we get the honey?
So I need to get to the hive and sort of root around in there and get some out and put it into this honey pot that I have brought. I have this nice
girl, I can't even right
this
now.
Nice honey pot that I have for preserving special fiery honey. So I need to get in there. So, however you think.
So, would... like, you need, like, a distraction or something? You need, like, ooh, the wasps to be doing something else?
I mean, if we did kill wasps, I would also like to take their bodies. Don't get me wrong. Don't get me
okay,
wrong.
Okay, so you are totally for the destruction of part of this community for the sake of science.
Well, I will say... hell wasps, unlike natural bees, are quite harmful while on the material plane. So I'm not opposed to taking care of the problem. Whatever damage is fit. I'm just here for the honey, for the bubbles, for the children.
I'm just here for the
money. I have plenty of bees in my own apiary. I don't need competitors out here in the woods making their own spicy honey. It's all for me. This is Smith honey for Professor Dr. Smith. No one else.
It's like listening to your grandpa talk about sex. This spicy honey is just all for me.
This spicy honey going in my honey pot. No one else's.
That's right. Well, okay. I, you know, I don't want you to be offended or anything, but I'm totally going to take off this bee suit because looking at
all right, well, you know the thing. You know the thing that will happen, little
I also have
little
this. Okay. I lift up my frightful sword of reflection and I'm like, I really want to try this thing out. I really just, you know, I just want to, I got this.
Yeah, well, if you've got this, that's great.
Oh, but no, not just by myself. Oh. I can't. There's no way I can. There's like 20 bees over there. I can't.
Yeah, there's a lot of them.
It's 18. It's 18 specifically.
Right.
I think I'm just counting the same bees over and over again.
No, they're all very different. You can tell by their markings.
Oh, God. So... maybe, I don't know, if we want to make them angry, can we find one that's alone?
Good luck.
Is there a smaller, weaker one we could...
separate it from the pack.
Everybody make it's probably a nature check.
Oh, God. I don't know how to do this. I'm scared, like, okay, maybe I could shoot an arrow at it. And then make them all mad.
Glim got a... 5.
Oh, well, don't worry.
I got a 3 after it fell off the desk I'm on.
Perfect.
I got
it's
a
looking
3
good
plus
so far.
1. It's
a 4. I got a 16. I'm a bee professional. I'm a bee professional. I have 2 degrees in bees. Did you not? But not specifically bee degrees. I'm not fucking around here.
For that would require... a bee professor to be a real thing, and we established very
There's
clearly that
no
it is
bee
not
that professor. No.
Holy shit! That bee over there has a tie and a pocket protector.
I have to kill him. He's my rival.
It's got the leather patches on the tweed jacket it's wearing.
It's got a leather.
Only
briefcase.
One person can get tenure, bee professor.
Epic showdown. Professor Dr. Smith takes on.
Okay, so with the 16...
I thought it was 17. Oh, 16.
16. No, there were 17
no, there
wasps.
There are 18 wasps.
Celeste upped that to 18, so there's 18 wasps now.
Okay, you know what? I have problems with numbers and names, apparently.
It's fine.
I feel like if we were already at 17, what's the difference?
You know what? The 18th one is probably that one with a tie and briefcase that
it's
just
probably
came out
professor.
Of the wasp.
Yeah.
Is going off to work... at the bee factory.
At the bee university.
The bee university.
Well,
he's teaching people how to make bees, obviously.
I don't think there are blue-collar bee workers.
This is getting really complicated.
Anyways, with the 16, you are more than welcome to find a small, weaker hell wasp, Professor Dr. Smith.
That one. It seems to be sort of the runt. Of the hive, if I had to say something so crass.
I would not have guessed that was the technical term for bees that way.
Yes.
Yeah, when you're a runt, you're a runt.
It is what it is.
Like, okay, so you've done this before.
Mm.
Is it better to go, like, hand to hand? Should I, like, pull it into the bushes? Should we shoot it with an arrow? Stay far away from it?
Yes.
You said yes to both of those.
sounds like all of them are good options.
Okay, all of those options.
Maybe which one is better for me?
Well, I don't know you very well, so
Yeah, because I feel like I know
the
you.
The bushes
really.
One? I don't know why, but I feel like pulling things into bushes to kill them is more your style. Just a guess.
Well, I don't know how I feel about that. I'm going to have to do a lot of soul searching.
I'm sorry. Well, you made me choose. You made me analyze your fighting style. I'm not a professor of martial combat. I'm a professor of bee physiology. I don't really know what you want me to do.
I would like to shoot the small one with an arrow.
You're going to shoot the small one with an arrow.
Yes?
And it, can you, how small is the small one?
Oh, not much smaller.
I was going to say, like.
And so they're like, I know.
So it's like Rottweiler versus, like.
This is like corgi sized. What kind of dog?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean,
no,
that's
not,
a little too close to home. Let's not be shooting corgis. Thank you.
They're listed as large fiends.
Oh, no. Then they're bigger than corgis. They're like dogs. They're like horses.
They're like German shepherds.
They're like horses.
That's ponies.
They're like, oh, they're
so
pony size.
Well,
I'm very large, so now that I'm standing up close, I do think they are probably larger than I thought they were. If my bad. That's on me. That's on me.
I'm just so curious. How did you get these before? Because you don't seem to. You haven't come and done this yourself.
No, not technically. I had a friend who happened to be in Avernus before a specific amount of time, and then they simply had a bunch, and I just sort of bought it from them. But
okay. I see. Okay.
Adventurers who go. There, very rarely come back. I don't know if you knew that.
I would just like to say very clearly, we are never doing this again.
Oh, that's fine. No, if I get all the honey I need, I mean, look at the size of that thing. I could get enough honey to subsist for years. And then I'll call you then. But it's an outside issue. This is at least six months' worth.
I will not.
At least.
Oh, my gosh.
Which is basically an eternity. I mean, have you looked at life expectancy rates? It's an eternity.
I'm going to just shoot one.
Okay. You're going to shoot one. No other pre-planning necessary.
Balls to the walls. I don't
know. Okay. Shoot away.
We're not really planners.
I'm level 7.
Oh, shit, I rolled a 1, y'all. Wait. I'm something about sneakiness. I can re-roll a 1.
You're a halfling. Yeah, you got a halfling's luck or whatever it is. Yep.
I don't know what it is, but I know I can re-roll it. Damn it.
Our patrons have told Amy that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 12.
Your arrow soars through the air.
Majestically.
And completely misses
the
hell wasp.
Mm. You know, I don't think that...
Higher than 12 AC and there's 18 of them, guys. Just wanted to remind you of that
Maybe
fact.
Maybe I should
there
forget and make it an even 20.
Oh my god. Did it just through the air? Like, didn't really bother anybody? They didn't really notice?
They did not notice based on their perception.
Are they just like wasping around?
Yeah,
just gossiping about other neighbors.
By which I mean, I realize that's not a saying. That didn't mean anything. So what I meant was bees normally are like very on task.
Yeah.
And I know these are wasps, but it sounds like they are making a product like bees do. Mm-hmm. So are they like, they're like working, they're worker wasps?
Yes.
Are they acting like little busy bees?
Absolutely, yes. They're more acting like busy bees, bringing their honey in, as well, wasps do. They're to and fro, some buzzing about, perimeter checking, you could argue. But yes, your arrow courses through the air, like just behind the one that you were trying to hit. And as another one's like coming around the corner, it just misses a line of sight. So you're fortunate in that none of them saw your arrow.
I'm starting to think that that was probably a really good thing that I missed. I don't want to do this.
That's fair. If you would like, I could create sort of a distraction around the hive. I could set it on fire if you think that would help at all in this situation.
Set the hive on fire? We need the honey. Could you set something else on fire? Like a tree?
I could,
or...
yes. It's sort of a, I do a little bit of this. Oh, it's been so long since I cast magic, but I think I can do sort of a ball of fire sort of thing that I would move around, if that...
Yeah.
I believe I can remember that one. What other ones do I remember? Oh, gosh.
Yeah, throw your fiery balls.
I feel like our best strategy is to maybe distract all the very strong, powerful wasps.
Mm. Oh, it could also make one of you very large, if that's something that floats your boat.
That could be good, because then the wasps will be very small.
I mean, they'd still be like wasp-sized even if you were very, very big, and wasps are kind of terrible even when they're wasp-sized.
Mm. Yeah.
Accurate.
Well, you got...
Also, you took your bee suit off, so they would really get you.
Mm. Why am I the one being big? I just said I don't want to do this. I think I was very clear with my intentions.
Any of you sneaky? Perhaps one of you should just go in there and just scoop a bucket and get out.
Moot kind of rubs his nose and points at Sully at the same time.
Yeah.
You could just sneak on in and just, you know, subvert this whole problem.
All right, but you... Okay, but you guys gotta have my back and stuff, too. If you see one of them seeing me, you gotta, like, take them out before they can tell anybody else.
I don't know how we're possibly going to know that, but we can guess, I suppose.
Well, if you see one, look at me and then point and be like, what?
Bees can't point. They don't have fingers. I don't think you need a professor of bee physiology to tell you that. But I will. I just did. I just told you that.
And now I feel like my life is more enriched because I have that information.
You're welcome.
God. All right.
If you would like, I could inject you with something that will make you a little bit sneakier.
It's the inject word that sounded so
alarming. I am a medical doctor.
I don't want to.
For bees,
I mean,
though.
For bees specifically.
Well, I mean, all living organisms share some common basis. Perhaps you would die, but it's worked on bees. And bees are extraordinary.
It's worked on bees, guys. I'm sure it's great.
A bee can handle it. You're saying you can't handle what a bee can handle? You're at least
Sullivan
twice as big as a bee.
Looks panicked at Glim. Like, what do I do? I don't know what the right thing to do is here.
I'm just trying to help.
Do we know how intelligent these hell wasps are? Are they intelligent like a wasp? Or are they sort of sentient? Or
could I make a nature check to see what I know about hell wasps, perhaps?
Yeah.
All right, let's do this and see if I can...
As a professor doctor, I honestly think that
you must
probably...
have had to have a couple classes in basic waspology.
Well, they are from hell, I will remind everyone, so it's a little bit different.
That's true. That's...
16.
Yeah, I mean, your previous knowledge of hell wasps, having dealt with them in your own way, you know that hell wasps are an intelligent... malevolent insect.
Yes.
Native to the nine hells.
Yeah.
Mm. You know they have a telepathic ability amongst their hive.
So no pointing fingers. They'll just know. They'll just all know at once.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Right.
And their stings are poisonous, if not they cause like a fiery pain throughout your body, which can paralyze you.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Neat. Explain cool. all this. So anyway, injection?
Wielding the hypodermic.
Have you just been carrying that enormous syringe around?
Yes.
Right above you, a bee zips over your head. Or not a bee. A wasp zips over your head, flying off into the trees behind you.
Oh, are they attracted to anything that we could maybe put someplace else?
Pheromones. If you have queen pheromones, they would certainly would.
Well, I mean, if one of the four of us was going to have queen pheromones, I feel like...
Oh, that's me. I think I actually have something for this.
Oh.
Wow, remarkable. So I've been working on this perfume that I've been coming up with. Yeah, so you apply it, and then in situations you do have advantage in social situations. It's quite remarkable, I suppose, if the gods above would let me invent an item of such a magnificent kind that might be relevant in this situation. I don't know. Let me bequeath the sky hello. oh, gods above. Might I have such a thing in my bank? The gods are silent.
the gods are thinking of how to get this back on the track.
So it's fine.
No, he is not. Do you...
Wait. I love your idea. You can have the perfume. Absolutely.
Yes, cool. But
there was more to that.
I mean, it's...
okay. So, do you guys have maybe, in your bag, Professor Dr. Smith?
Yes.
Do you have any of those never pop bubbles?
Oh yes.
Do you think
I have like 8? I don't know why. I just figure whenever I see a young lad or lass, I just impart unto them a gift. Children don't seem to like me, so I try to give them things to change that.
Yeah, no, fair enough. That's a real creepy way to make some friends. Would we be able to blow some of those bubbles?
Oh, yes.
And
that
maybe
would be,
tie some strings.
Yeah. Oh.
And maybe I could float. Ooh. Like I am one of the bee wasps.
You know what? What the hell?
Shut up, girl.
What the hell? We're clearly floundering here, so here you go. I'm going to give you all of them. All of the bubbles.
Okay, between us, can we, like, we're going to blow some bubbles and attach some string to them and attach them to my belt.
So Sully's now the dude from Up?
Sort of.
I'm here for this.
Yeah, I love it.
Can you spritz me with that stuff too? Because maybe I could fool them into thinking I'm the queen.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network. The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Well, I wonder, hey. I have an idea. Maybe I could distract them.
Oh, yes. It's probably.
And then you could float in.
That's probably a better idea.
And then if I had the pheromone, it would make me more attractive to them and they might be more willing to listen to what I have to say.
That is true. They also might. Okay. I mean, it is a queen pheromone. So I'm not sure if you know how that works, but just be careful.
Cover all your holes, Glim. I'm going in.
Well, I wasn't going to say it.
Okay. Okay, tell me how this plays out as...
Poorly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean? This is a perfect 10 out of 10 plan.
Do you want my injection or not, Sully?
It's just the injection word that is so alarming. Yeah.
Well, I'm an artificer, so I can't do magic normal.
Sullivan Slate is totally... like tied up, so he's totally ass end if it's on the back of his belt, I suppose.
Okay.
And I just say, stick it in my ass.
Okay. I do. And so as I jab down this rather large syringe, I'm casting enhance.
Your hands are at like 12 inches.
It's a big
syringe.
It's
like the size of a ruler.
Gotta get in there. I'm casting enhance ability on you, and I will cast Cat's Grace, so the target has advantage on dexterity checks. You also don't take damage from falling 20 feet or less.
Good,
you aren't incapacitated.
I'm in the air with these bubbles.
So you have advantage on all dexterity checks, so keep that in mind for sneaking or whatever else.
Okay, Sully is beginning to float as the
Moat, give me a push.
Needle is removed from his posterior.
gentle shove towards the hive.
And what's Glim doing?
Dying, probably in about 10 seconds.
She is doing the spray in the air.
Glim's going to stand up
through it.
Yeah,
like,
the mist.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah. Yes, I will spray and then walk through.
Oh, wait. Can I do one thing before you do that, Carla?
Please.
I want to cast.
Literally about to die.
I want to cast Enlarge on Glim. So your size doubles in all dimensions.
Whoa.
Oh, I'm very big. Okay.
All of a sudden, I don't think this bush is big enough.
And you also gain advantage on strength checks and strength saving throws. And your weapons also grow to match your size, so they deal an extra 1d4 damage.
Nice.
Okay. Then Glim's going to stand up and say...
Russ, I rolled a 10.
Hey! hey, you cool wasps! I want to tell you what you're missing out on here on the material plane. I want to tell you about a real cool guy named Bahamut. And I'm going to tell you about that through the movement of Zumba. So I want you to come around. Everybody gather around. Everybody gather around.
This is amazing.
And we're going to do some moves, and this is going to make you stronger. It's going to make you harder. It's going to make your love your queen more. We're going to do some Zumba.
So excited to get harder and love their queen more.
Wow. I want to go over there.
So Giant Glim's going to start doing some Baja Maniac style Zumba to try and, I mean, not do anything except maybe just distract the wasps for a second.
Sure.
Just so Sully can float on in there and scoop up some of that good honey.
Do you want to roll based on the pheromone, so a nature, or based on your Bahamut knowledge, so a religion?
I mean, could I be doing performance or persuasion? I mean, religion's also fine, but...
Sure. Yeah, I could. Yeah, absolutely.
I would like to use my Flash of Genius ability. So another creature I can see within 30 feet of me makes an ability check. I can use my reaction to add +4 to the roll.
Okay.
My wisdom I have bestowed upon you.
All that knowledge I've been absorbing this whole time. Okay, 14. Persuasion, I have a +5, which is going to give me a 19.
Plus the four is a 23,
and I'm like doing step ball changes, and I'm talking about Bahamut.
He's so great,
he'll fill you up with the light of love. Whoa.
Her hips don't lie.
All of these wasps turn instantly in a menacing manner.
Yeah, of course they do. They're going to fucking kill me.
As they see you.
Do wasps look anything other than
menacing?
Do they ever
look nice?
No, I don't think so.
Not even that one with the briefcase.
No.
And begin to quickly move towards you. But as you begin moving in your zumbatic way.
Mm-hmm. That's
the
word.
The rhythm.
The hips, the rhythm, the Bahamut. Mm-hmm. It's flying. They're feeling it. They're into it. You're backing away slowly.
I've also pulled out my sword, and I'm using that as sort of like part of my moves.
Yeah.
Kind of like a conductor kind of feel, or
just
like a baton.
Yes, that is so good. In the back, I see you. I feel you. Yes. Yep. Yes, mm-hmm. Keep
the
moving.
The one that flew over your head and it is now coming back and seeing all of its friends, like, following you. I'm assuming Professor Dr. Smith and Moot have, like, split behind two separate trees to allow this, like, passage through. That's... Tell me if I'm wrong.
No, I'm entranced by this performance.
Yeah. Yep. But in behind this mass of now 20 wasps...
Come on.
Celeste did it, not me.
My bad brain. Yes.
You see Sully the Pooh floating by. Just a little black rain cloud floating towards the hell wasp honey. And you make it to the nest.
I turn back. I look back. And I look at Professor Dr. Smith and I go, "You didn't give me the container."
No, I did give you the honey pot. I gave it to take the pot and do the... Take the pot and do the...
Sullivan's patting himself down.
"I don't have the pot. Do you have a bag?"
He takes his bag and...
You must have a flask.
He's got a satchel. And he...
I just
scoops.
Oh, and all that shit. You don't need it. Just scoop the bag.
Sully.
That's the most disappointed way I've ever heard anyone say the word satchel.
Satchel.
Satchel. He leaves everything in it.
I paid $50 for this satchel at a farmer's market, and here we go.
It's organic. And he's scooping up and, like, using his hands, and now, once again, Sullivan's light is sticky. He doesn't like it. And he's...
How far away is Sully and the hive there, Russ?
Can they hear my whimpers?
Well, you're at least, yeah.
They can hear my whimpers?
Sure. Well, the conversation you've been having, I assume you can hear the whimpers.
It wasn't a full conversation. It was more of like mouthing it to each other, like, I don't have the pot, and holding out.
Me
the...
doing a lot of thumbs up.
Okay.
lot of thumbs up.
It's faint,
here.
But I mean, you can make out key words and stuff. So, I mean, 50 feet. We were just 30 doing to 50
it
feet.
Loudly for the audio right. medium.
Yeah.
We were doing it because this is a podcast
where people
Russ,
listen
I'm
with their
sure.
ear holes.
25 wasps show up.
Oh my God. No.
I'm kidding.
So now Sullivan's light has filled his satchel. Leather satchel.
Moot looks down below you and sees the pot that's tumbled out of your belongings. And I cast Mage Hand to get my crab claw to somehow pick it up and get it up to Sully. It's real pinchy.
And I go, oh yes, two bags would be even better. Get the honey, scoop it, and the satchel.
Sully's
and
face.
And if you could scrape some of the sides for the wax. And I'm making these ridiculous gestures that make no sense.
And there you see Sully hanging there, looking back like, what? And then seeing the claw beside him holding the actual honey pot. And he looks down at his now ruined satchel.
Scrape the wax.
And he puts the loop, the strap of the satchel over his head. So now he's very much like ass in the air because this is weighing him down from the neck. And grabs sure. a pot from Moot's mage hand scooping. And starts to put honey into the pot. Like, he's a broken man. His face looks real defeated and red, just like he's done with this. And after he's done scraping some of the wax from the side, turns around a little bit and then tries to use his foot to kick off of the hive.
Okay, at this point...
How well does that look?
Roll stealth. I think you get advantage because it's dead.
Advantage.
What? Come on,
from
Russ.
Your cat's grace.
Oh, okay.
Roll with advantage from your big butt
well,
injection.
Well, my first one was better. My advantage roll was a 2. So that's 19.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's just been going on a long time, Carla. It's just making sure, you know, it's still good. Still checking out. It's fine. Yeah. Push off.
No, it's fair.
Do
you
I
can make us
off?
Roll. We're playing D&D. We're just saying a lot of nonsense. So, speaking of which, Glim this whole time, she sees her friend. Sully is like, he looks so sad. He looks so unhappy. And she says, you know, sometimes when you just feel like you're having maybe the worst day you ever had, well, there's something you can do. You can just keep moving. You can just keep on moving away from the thing that's causing you all that distress. Maybe that's something bad. Maybe you just move towards Bahamut. And I'm still just moving.
The
just
bulk
zooming.
Of them move and are following your direction, moving in the towards Bahamut. The one that was behind you, though, as this crowd of wasps fly out of the scene, it now sees Sully pushing off of the tree.
I feel, though, that Sully doesn't push off of the tree. Because if you put your foot on something sticky and then try to give yourself a shove off...
You don't think... That's the best way to launch yourself.
It would
yourself
also probably collapse a little
yourself.
Bit around your foot. I would because
sure.
it's not
soft,
the
like,
yeah,
honeycomb.
It's not the most stable.
The sound that it's gonna make is gonna be real disgusting, and I hope you have some real good Foley for that. That suction sound if he ever gets his foot.
I don't think it's good. I don't think it's good at all.
Russ, if you Foley that sound effect, I will be amazed.
I will try. okay?
Okay.
It's like a...
Yeah, that was
I mean, that was pretty much it, because it was really very close. So,
10 out of 10 is good thing.
But while the 19 wasps are moving away, one is moving and looking directly towards Sully.
Ah, God, we've made eye contact. He's struggling with his foot.
And I guess I haven't seen it, because
it's behind you,
me,
so
right?
It's now like you're looking at this the horde of wasps floating away.
Yeah. Just keep moving towards the light of Bahamut. You will not regret it. You will feel so good.
I feel like you're going to start to rap. Bahamut, no regret.
Certainly.
It's there.
Mom's spaghetti.
Mom's spaghetti. What I really like about this character sheet is that all of my spells do acid damage, which I specifically feel like is terrible for the thing I inflicted upon you all, which is hell wasps. I don't...
Maybe Devin hates us?
Devin had no idea.
No, I did this to myself. I definitely did this to myself, because I was like, you know what would be funny, Russ, if we had to get hell wasps. And here we are.
I'm just going to spitball some ideas here. One of them is hell wasps.
I only have one idea.
Let me just throw one out.
It's so good. So I'll give, well, Sully, your foot's stuck to a tree, but, nest.
Sticky.
You're sticky again.
I have a satchel around my neck and a
Moot and Professor Dr. Smith, I'll give you a moment to react to this wasp moving towards your good friend, Sully. Dun-na. Before, initiative will be rolled. Dun-na.
In that moment, then, I'm like, oh no, I think this is the time for adventurous heroics. And I'm going to spring out from the bush. And as I do so, I'm going to use my shifting feature. So you see that my kind of odd-looking face extends even further into the snout, and you can see the white stripe that goes, like, through my hair actually becomes a thicker fur as almost the face of, like, a honey badger appears on this person as he kind of runs, like, scatter runs forward at an alarming speed to, like, leap towards this hell wasp.
Like, in a way, like, you just don't give
like
a fuck.
Like, I don't give a fuck.
And I can picture
it. I am here to fuck shit up. Let's go.
Okay, so you're rolling to attack or cast a spell? What do you want to do here?
How far away is it from me? Because I need a bonus action to shift. So then that way I have... Yeah, was it within 30 feet? Yeah, well, then let's just go ahead and do it. I'm going to make an unarmed strike because I have this very cool thing. Now you see, too, that my nails have actually extended more into these badger type of claws. So as I reach out, I'm using this attack against the bee here. So the wasp. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Yeah, we keep saying bee. It's fine.
That is a dirty 20 on that hit.
That will hit.
Woo. Yes. All right. So I kind of leap up and like swipe at this bee with my claws here. And that is going to deal 7 slashing damage as I make impact here.
The wasp lets out a shriek as you see Professor Dr. Smith climb or like jump up and like clamp into this wasp. Moot, what would you like to do?
I will try and cast something to help Sully.
Okay.
I am going to cast Acid Splash on Sully's foot that's stuck. I'm going to try and hit the foot, and like the part that's stuck, not the actual foot.
Okay.
Going to try to be super specific with this.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Let's do it.
hope this roll goes well.
Well, we're going to find
Everyone's
out how it
goes. Everyone's really excited to see what happens.
That is a 17.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so your intent is to try to melt the nest so that Sully can get his foot out, if I understand correctly.
Yeah, just like part of it. Just the part that he's like stuck on.
What's the spell called?
Acid Splash.
Acid Splash. Okay.
Yep.
You do that. Yeah. Absolutely. And it's...
It doesn't... It literally doesn't say anything about
splash
damage on it.
Yeah, that's...
It's just called acid splash.
That's not how life works. It does exactly what you want it to do. It lands right at his foot. It releases Sully's foot from the tree, but in doing so, like, this bubble, like, bursts up and out and starts to melt the nest and hits his leg.
Oh. Ow, God damn it! Jesus Christ!
Remember when you stabbed me?
You go fuck yourself,
you hear that?
Jesus! It was an accident.
You hear the sound of 19 buzzing wasps turning around because oh no. Sully just screamed no. real loud.
I got hit with acid.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to give you two options. You can roll for initiative or we can start a chase scene.
I mean, we should probably
start a chase scene.
We're going to die. Chase scene's probably the right call.
So
and I feel like Glim being on the other side of them won't even need to participate in the chase.
Maybe she can attack them from behind while we're running.
Maybe.
How large is Sully?
I'm a halfling.
Oh, okay. I would like to rip Sully out of the hive and start running, because now that I'm full badger, I don't give a fuck, so I'm, like, cool
well,
as hell.
I don't think I'm in the hive anymore, but you can absolutely carry me.
I'll just pick you. Yeah. You pile of sticky, nasty honey.
I'm just in your fur.
Honey.
I'm all in your fur. And now I'm, like, tarred and feathered almost, except I'm honeyed and, like,
furred.
Yeah,
okay. It's okay. I don't
Sully's
mind being
having
sticky.
A great day.
Okay.
I work in an apiary. I like these dicks.
Everybody roll initiative.
Oh, no!
Hey!
Should old acquaintance be forgot and
in the
never
brought to my... You gotta spin it somewhere to get into the, to the meat of
I
it.
I was like, how can I change this?
How do
I just got too caught up in it.
Yeah, you just
got
it. She had her eyes closed. She was looking to the ceiling. Yeah. Woo. Feel it. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the middle. It's our fourth anniversary.
Wowzers.
What?
We've been around for 4 years doing this thing.
That's wild.
You believe
that podcast is no longer a baby.
No, it's a it's
almost a child.
It's toddling around. No, well, you can walk at four.
I mean,
maybe you walk with a little swagger, makes it look like you're toddling. You know? Yeah.
Sure.
real pimp walk for a baby. Yeah,
that's baby pimp walk.
Welcome
everybody
to Dungeons,
talks about.
Welcome to Dungeons and Dragons, your pimp walking baby podcast. How?
What's alarming is that Russ and Amy are the ones that are parents, and Russ doesn't seem to know that four-year-olds can typically, most four-year-olds, can walk.
It's quite been several years since I've had
that's
a four-year-old.
True. Okay, that's true.
Yes,
that's true.
But our child was walking before two, so let's just put that in perspective there.
Look, I haven't had that Facebook memory pop up in a while, okay?
It's coming. It's coming for you.
Hey, to celebrate our fourth anniversary, we're doing some pretty crazy things over on Patreon. I don't know if you've heard, but we've got this really big goal where the three... amigos here, Tom, Amy, and Carla. That's what we're calling them now.
Yeah,
just,
all right,
I
perfect.
Just went with it.
The
felt
three
good.
Amigos.
Yep. Awesome.
As per usual, someone else names
I
us.
I was just going to say, as long as we didn't have to come up with our team name, perfect.
Yep, I'm into it.
They're going to be DMing me playing Grancis and Flamekins. Is it even possible?
I mean, maybe not, but that'll be fun too.
It's true.
It'll be what it's going
to
be.
Happens. What a way to find out.
Right?
I'm super stoked to play two characters constantly throughout a game.
We're going to make him talk to himself
have
so
to
much.
Talk to each other. We're not going to spoil it, but there's going to be reason that they need to talk to each other basically throughout the whole thing. It's how the game works. And we want you to join us for it over at patreon.com/dumbdragoncast. We'd love to see you over there. There's another goal where we're doing live stream, like basically like a improv Mad Libs kind of feel where we need
character improv thing we were going to have going on. Yeah.
Where we need audience participation to fill in all of the blanks for us.
Please come and give us all your wonderful ideas.
It's what we need. It's what we crave. It's what keeps us going is your ideas. Thanks, everybody. Hopefully you have a great week.
Enjoy this 69th episode.
Very nice. Very little sexual innuendo in this one. I said innuendo. It's fine.
It's close.
I didn't hear it.
I
would have jumped on that so hard.
I know. That's what I was. I called myself out.
It.
It's like, yep.
It's fine. It's innuendo now.
Innuendo. All right. We're going to get back to the episode.
Bye.
Thanks, everybody.
Love
bye.
You, bye.
Bye.
Professor Dr. Smith is up first. You are carrying Sully. You hear the beating wings coming from beyond the trees in your direction. Where are you going? What are you doing? Immediately around you is a forest. There is a path that you know where based on how you got here.
We had that map, so we're going to definitely run towards where that dragon is.
Yeah, that seems like a great idea.
With this treasure that we have.
So do the chase scene to the dragon.
For the dragon.
Yep. And then the dragon so we can do will initiative. Fight the wasps, and we can just sneak out of there.
Clash of the Titans, yes. I see. Also, I see.
Release the Kraken, et cetera, et cetera.
Release the Kraken, stand underwater for minutes, look going, whoa! With my face. Anybody who's seen Clash of the Titans, this one's for you. The original version, not the shit new version.
No, OG one with the crazy,
OG.
Like...
OG, yeah, that, I, so good. Yeah, that I've watched 50 times in my life. Thank you. Okay, so what I'm going to do, I am going to take out my ever bubbles. I'm going to blow some of these bubbles, and then I'm going to pop them in one deft motion, if I can do that, to make a big combustion cloud of nonsense, and I would like to run.
Okay.
So let me know how much of that
do
I can
do. You just want to pop one of the ones that's on my back? I still have balloons tied to me.
Okay.
Or bubbles tied to me.
That's true. Okay, then I would like to do a much cooler thing where when I'm grabbing Sully, I like... reach with my like nasty nail claws and I cut the bubbles free and then I stab them down and I'm running away from the scene as this combustive cloud is happening.
This cloud is exploding and you take Sully and you're running. You're almost propelled
by the
explosion.
Also, it's very fucking awesome fan really art. Cool. Sully on the back of this honey badger with the giant explosion behind them.
Right? So much wisdom.
wisdom.
I'm going to say you're able to dash, and then I'll give you an extra 10 feet for the propulsion.
Whoa.
Glim. A loud explosion goes off as the wasps turn from the direction towards Bahamut that they were going. You see at least two of your friends running fast, propelled by explosions. What do you do?
Well, I'm giant. Yeah. Please remember.
Oh, yes.
Great. Just didn't want anyone to forget.
It's important.
So I assume it's friends, wasps, me. Right? I'm on, like, the other side of the clearing, right?
Well, you were leading them away. So I guess, were you still in front of them or were you like ushering them somewhere else?
Well, I feel like because I stood up on the other side of the clearing and was like, Zumba,
like
Zumba, Zumba.
Up, right?
And then, so I think I'm kind of on the other side of the swarm.
Then, you might not see the exact details, but you'll hear the ruckus.
Yes. And I clearly know I've lost my converts to Bahamut because they've turned away from the light and the love. So I would like to use my fire breath on all those wasp butts.
Do it.
That have turned away from me. So they need to make...
Their butts are the most vulnerable parts of them.
That's right.
So
also, I don't know what happens, but I'm much bigger. So I feel like if it works, I get more damage because I'm big. So my lungs are bigger, so there's more...
Yeah,
fire.
Absolutely. There's more. They rolled a nat 1.
Yay! Ooh. Yay.
So roll me...
All that damage.
Roll me double damage for big fire.
Yes. For big lungs.
Yeah.
That is 11 fire damage. Man, low-level characters just can't do a lot, do they?
I'm like,
but
11?
Still, 11 fire
times
damage.
Times 2?
Right?
No. Yeah, you let out a stream of fire towards all these wasps. Some of their wings melt, and they fall to the... Like, 3 or 4 of them fall to the ground and are, like, writhing on the ground.
They're not going to like that.
And I will sort of follow, like if the swarm of them is chasing my friends, I'm going to also like follow in that direction, of
course.
You're
going to run as well. Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay. Moot. Explosion has just gone off.
Let's throw some shit backwards towards the wasps, like a firebolt.
Okay.
And I'm going to take off running to follow suit, but avoid the big explosion.
Do it.
All right. That's a 21.
Yes, sir.
And I'll be throwing a firebolt worth 9 fire damage towards them.
As they round this corner, you throw up this firebolt and, like, spreads out in a wall in front of them just based on, like, the wind propulsion science. Professor Dr. Smith knows.
I'll explain it to you later, young man.
Thanks, Professor Doctor.
You're welcome.
And scatters them, yeah, giving you enough time to turn and run if you would so desire.
Excellent. I will do that.
Okay, Sully.
I'm super sticky on the back of a honey badger.
What you want to do?
This is probably the best you've ever had it.
Right?
You haven't lived until you're sticky on the top of a honey badger.
Yeah, that's the real, that's real living.
It's the takeaway from today. I honestly don't know. I feel like the only thing I could add to this would be to, like, fire an arrow backwards. However, I am literally head to toe covered in honey, and I don't know how well a finesse weapon is gonna how well I'm gonna do with getting an arrow and just one arrow and, like, right, 8 arrows.
You
stuck
have
to
advantage
me.
On a dexterity check if you so you would have advantage on the attack.
Maybe?
Theoretically.
If that's what you want to do.
Sure, because I can't really run. Oh, but I could probably take out that map and direct us where
you
want to
get the. Oh yeah, if you tell us where to run, that would probably be.
Sure, I want to do that instead. I don't think shooting an arrow is going to go anywhere.
You look at the map and you see the big X where there was the
treasure.
Directions to get to the Hell Wasp hive, and you're looking for possible clues on where to get the where to get to the dragon's lair. That might have been mentioned in running. And you see that it's not far, fortunately.
Guys, it's not far to get to the dragon's lair. I don't know why that's a positive thing.
Okay.
Maybe the hell wasps will be scared of the dragon and they'll stop chasing us.
Onward, Professor Dr. Smith.
I'm not as young as I used to be, but okay.
The hovering, echoing sound of beating wings, like, rushes up behind you. They're able to catch up to you. They're not able to attack you this turn, but they managed to catch up to you. And we're back to...
So this turn doesn't sound great.
Right.
We're back to Professor Dr. Smith, who now has directions.
All right, well, let me try something I've been working on. So, you know, bees, when they have a task, they can go extra far. They can activate chemicals. They don't need to sleep for days at a time. So you, Gabe, we're going to try something out. Ready? Let's go. And I'm going to click my boots together. And
oh,
my boots that you see now, yeah, have these, like, yellow kind of rings around them. So I'm activating one of my artificer items, which is called Boots of the Winding Path. So as a bonus action, I can teleport up to 15 feet to an unoccupied space I can see. So basically, I'm booping 15 feet forward as I'm activating these boots, and I'm like, whoa! And I think there's a big, like, buzzing sound in the air as we just jump forward. And then I'm like, yippee! And I'm gonna dash.
Do I get to come with you?
I don't know. That's a good question.
I mean, I would think so.
Am I wearing
you're
you?
Stuck?
I mean, when you teleport, objects you wear or hold come with you.
I mean, you are
so
stuck too.
I mean, I am.
Is solely an
you're
object.
You're covered with honey.
I am holding. Are you an object? I'm not to objectify, Sully, but it matters right now.
He gets it. I feel like since you probably
like a little
can't
backpack.
Remove me.
You're like my backpack.
Then, yeah.
No objections here.
Okay.
Okay, cool.
Then
okay.
We good. Teleport. So you also feel that intense buzzing sensation. I just developed those recently. I was going to start selling them in the shop, but they were very expensive to make. Anyway, let's keep running, I say.
Sully definitely vomits over the side of you. It's just like,
what was that? I yell back.
Nothing. It's fine.
Okay. Yeah, you managed to boop ahead and then dash, so you are a leap and bounds ahead. You look down at the map, and it's just up and around the bend where this presumed lair is. Glim, it is your turn.
Okay, as a bonus action, I'm going to cast Shield of Faith on Sully and maybe Professor Dr. Smith, since they're kind of attached. And all that does is give them a +2 to AC. Just in case, I feel like the one covered in honey when you're being attacked seems like a real target. Yep. So that's my bonus action.
Seems like we might be the first to meet the dragon too. So.
Oh, good point. Really good point.
I appreciate it.
And then from where I am back behind, I'm just going to like slash, I guess, at one of those wasps with the vorpal sword for a 20, not nat.
Yep.
And that will be 9 damage.
Sorry, you're going for one in the air or one that had fallen on the ground?
I think one in the air. I wasn't too worried about the ones on the ground anymore. They're just roaming around on their little legs.
You slice it and it knocks it off and into a tree and it falls down to the ground. It's still moving, but it's out of play for the immediate chase. Moot, it is your turn. I assume you continue running beyond that.
Yeah, let's just dash. Let's dash, dash, dash.
Yeah.
Okay, you run as fast as you can, Moot. You see up ahead in the distance Professor Dr. Smith with Sully like bouncing on their back as they're running as fast as they can. The wasps get a turn. Two groups of them now split off. One kind of goes up and around and turns back towards Glim. One's going to try to attack you with its sting and a sword talon. The first one is a 13 for the sting.
Nope.
And a 16 for the sword talon.
Also no.
Ooh.
Whoa.
All right.
Suck on that, wasp.
Spicy. Like my honey. I'm gonna make. Later.
The other part of the group is going to catch up to Professor Dr. Smith, but again, because they had to dash, is not going to be able to attack this turn.
Fiends! Fiends!
They're just swarming around you at this point.
I don't like this.
It's what you get for keeping your tasty honey all to yourselves.
Is there anything you want to do?
Just, can I, motivate
yes.
Professor Dr. Smith?
You can help.
Yes, I'd like to help.
Okay.
We can do it. It's just a little bit farther. Hiya!
What are you talking about? I need help with so many things.
I absolutely am like kicking Spurt. And now I'm just straight up riding you.
Episode 69.
Yeah. Okay, Professor Dr. Smith, we're back to you.
Oh, yes. Okay. They're all like right here. So
you feel like you are, like I said, just up and around the bend is probably where the lair is.
Okay.
And Sully's for sure helping you, so we're definitely going faster.
Somehow. Then I shall use a dash action, believing in my new friend, whose name I never learned, to get me across this finish line. It's okay, I would have forgotten it anyway, all of your names, honestly. But I dash valiantly towards this final destination.
You are bolting down this path and you turn around this corner and ahead of you, you see this cave, like a deep recessed wide open cave.
I'm going to run into the cave to try and get away from the wasps.
The shriek echoes through the cave, and you hear like this growl come from deep within the cave.
I hear you are a connoisseur of honey, my fine dragon. Perhaps we can speak more. I have a wide variety of samples available.
We'll leave that there and go back to Glim. Glim, what do you want to do?
I guess I am just going to try and attack another one.
with that Vorpal Sword. That's only a 14, though.
14 does not hit.
Okay, then I just keep running and do nothing else.
Okay, you continue to run, Moot.
So they're all between me and the entrance to the cave?
Yeah, because you were behind. So there's a few that were on Glim, but the bulk of them are between you and you're kind of coming up to this bend, and they're moving towards the cave as well, following your friends.
Okay, I am going to run. I guess try to skirt around them as best I can, but also maintain forward momentum. And will I come in contact with any of them?
Yeah, there's probably one lagging behind. If you want to.
Okay.
That was an open-ended question. Maybe you did want to.
There's one that's got Astmar, so.
I mean, I don't want to, but I just wanted to know if I would or not if I was on this course of action. I would love to avoid
it. Okay. Yeah, I'd say you could avoid it. As you, you come around and you catch up to the main group and you see this cave before you. You hear that low growl echoing out, and then you see this adult green dragon bound out of the cave towards you, and a giant plume of poison breath comes towards the wasps. Make a dexterity saving throw, please, Moot.
As I scream, honey delivery!
Oh no, not the guy, not the delivery guy. He's got the goods.
Oh, it's an 18.
You see this, and like Wile E. Coyote Roadrunner, skid to a stop as this breath explodes out in front of you, and you manage to just dodge out of the way as all of these wasps take 56 poison damage and just shrivel up.
Oh my god.
I mean, that would have killed me twice.
You would have died.
And fall to the ground. Glim, you come around the corner. There are a couple more, and it's the dragon swats them out of the air as you all kind of just stand wherever you have stopped.
Mm-hmm.
With a big green dragon in front of you.
I would like to speak for everyone here, as the most qualified to speak in front of people. Thank you so much for freeing us from that pest. I'm sorry, my dear fellow. I didn't catch your name. My name is Professor Dr. Smith. What is yours?
Where's the honey?
I'm covered in it. Don't eat me.
You hear from inside the cave a higher pitched voice. Professor Dr. Smith, is that you?
Maybe. I want to know more about this situation before I answer that question.
It's me, Flip. I left you the note.
I don't.
Oh,
wait. No, sorry. It's me, Trevor. I left you the note. I forgot you didn't know my real name.
Your name? Wait, now I'm just very confused. I'm sorry. Could anybody explain what's happening here? I'm going to look at the rest of you and the dragon.
I think that Flip is actually Trevor.
Who used to work
Who's
at your shop.
Derek.
Yep. Who? And this must be Latifus? We brought you some honey so you could let Flip go. And also, thank you for getting all those wasps. We really appreciate it. I'm sort of gesturing to Sully, give him.
I just have one question.
And then you see
I just have one question. Is this your only supply of honey? Just hopefully, making adventurers get it for you? Or is this a delight you would wish to partake in on a more regular basis?
Sounds like someone I know.
I say to the dragon, I don't understand what's happening with this person in the cave, so...
The dragon pauses and then says,
Flip was making hell wasp honey mallows, but refused to get the honey when more wasps moved in.
Wait, he was making you these hell wasp treats? On the side?
I didn't know. That's why my stores ran out. Flip! You, Trevor, Derek, Devin, whoever that the hell you are, you will face a honey badger's wrath, my friend. Wrath.
Oh, Sully's trying to get off the honey badger. He's just, like, trying to peel himself off. Just, like, every time he puts a hand down to lift one up, mm-hmm. he's got one stuck, like, yep. looking yep. at Glim, like, help. I don't want to be part of the honey badger rage.
Yeah, I do not have any levels of barbarian, but I would like to rage.
I believe a honey badger has her own rage.
Badger has a rage.
I agree. Yeah.
You see a stout halfling run out, excited that... you had come to save them, but then see the rage in your eyes, and they turn around and run back into the dragon's cave.
Listen, my dear dragon fellow, you, of course, are a respected member of this forest community, and it is my job as a purveyor of business to provide you with services that make you both comfortable and feel superior to all other people. So I am willing to, of course, open a private line of business to you and provide you with more regular honey so you do not have to be dependent on the likes of such fools as will die by my claws.
You would make me the hell wasp honey mallows.
I can do this for you, yes, and far better than whatever swill this individual has been giving you. I've been in the business for many years, and I have 2 degrees in bee physiology. If there's anyone who can make you sweet bee treats, it is me. I am the most qualified in the land.
He just kind of looks to each of you. Sully's still trying to get off of Professor Dr. Smith.
I don't know what you all think, but I think this is nothing but a business opportunity in disguise.
Yeah, I think you should definitely set up some sort of business relationship with the bees and the honey. And I, like, go over and I'm trying to pull yes. Sully.
I'm also
Sully
trying to like, pull Sully off.
Please get away from this person.
And I'm, like, trying to, like, scoop the honey off of Sully to, like, put it in a container for the dragon. And it's not working so very much. Well.
And now it's covered in hair.
The dragon shifts into a human form before you and says, well, it's about time somebody has some contractual obligations here. Let's get everything signed up and we'll get this sorted away right quick.
I would love nothing. You know, I hope you don't mind me saying so, but you're a rather attractive individual. I'm so glad to have met you. Perhaps we could see each other on a more regular basis to do business.
Well, of course. Yes. Deliveries twice a week. Yes.
Get your deliveries.
You know, I've recently gone on an adventure, so I feel much more qualified to go deliver things myself through forests. So.
I love adventures and... Hell Wasp Honey Mallows. Let's go talk about the recipe. What do you want to put in yours?
Oh, no, it's all about what you want as the customer, my dear. And as I totally ignore all of
the dragon and Professor Dr. Smith walk back into the lair. Sully removed, I assume, by this point.
Oh, yeah. I had help.
Yeah, we got him off.
Well, that was fucking weird.
Yeah, you know, my instinct is always just to help everyone, but I feel like...
We learned a lesson today.
I don't know that we helped anyone. But I did almost convert those wasps to Bahamut. Did you guys see
that?
That was really impressive.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Wow. Making that pledge really, like, upped my Zumba game. I think you guys would have to agree.
Oh, definitely. Well, plus you're like twice the size you normally are, so it's like a lot of Zumba.
Yeah, I wonder how long this is going to last.
I don't know, but would you carry me back?
Well... Okay, and because I'm so much bigger and everything else is bigger, I have a handkerchief in my pocket that I pull out and, like, wrap around Sully, because he's still very sticky. So I want to give him a ride, but, like,
he's
also
so
gross.
You've burritoed me.
So I kind of I just swaddle him.
Like a little baby.
Glim, Moot, and swaddled baby Sully walk back towards Drod Thamar. Better? Maybe. We'll see.
I mean, different.
Forever changed.
Thank you. The song Long Road Ahead is by Kevin MacLeod of incompetech.filmmusic.io. All other music and sound effects can be found at epidemicsound.com or boomlibrary.com. A huge thank you to our supporting producers, Gabriel Lynch, Mark Hartless, Stevie, Cat Waterflame, Jacob Madden, Christian Brown, Jessica Babiak, Darylith, Devin Michaels, Aaron Stevens, Luke Ikus, and Ray Serbeck. To find out more about how you can support Dungeons & Dragons, visit us at patreon.com/dumbdragoncast, where you can have exclusive access to 50-plus hours of bonus audio content, create in-game NPCs and items, as well as play games with the cast. Patreon.com/dumbdragoncast. Have a great week, and we'll talk soon.
Sorry, guys. I've never played a shifter, and I've never played an artificer, so this is a great deal of fun.
That is a first.
We've
for
been
all
playing
of
the
us.
Same characters for years, and no we idea. Still spend hours looking shit up. Right. So please take your time. Does it have something to do with the literal bear costume that I just noticed is behind you in the physical location you
what?
Are in? Because what the heck is happening?
That one back there?
Sorry to interrupt. I just was like, what's that? Is that actually a claw? Oh, there's a bear back there.
That's not a bee. That's sorry, a bear in a bee costume.
Bears like bees?
We do.
Dungeons & Dragons is a Dumb Dragons production.
The Fable & Folly Network. Where fiction producers flourish.
In the year 1889, there was nowhere in the world more exciting than London, England.
Three cheers for Inspector Lestrade and the bad boys of Baker Street themselves, Sherlock Holmes and Dr. John Watson!
Solved by Sherlock Bloody Holmes of 221 B Baker Street.
Well, with any luck, we'll get a new brutal murder any day now.
God, I wish.
It's truly shocking you haven't solved anything in 5 years.
The boys are both out of town for some case about a dog in Dartmoor this weekend. Sincerely, Martha Hudson.
London's number two detective team just became number one.
Fox and Stallion. Find us on Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr at 224B Baker. Or on our website, 224bbaker.com.
It's like they say, big breaks are 90% luck.
What's the other 10%?
Luck.